Good evening. It is Tuesday. Michael Kellen, producer Johnny Buck, 1320 WILS. We've got a report of some kind of a fire occurring near Meyer on 69 over in East Lansing. We're going to, when we get further details, we'll certainly let you know here on 1320 WILS. Tonight, we're going to be covering quite a few topics. MSU announcing that it will be running this registry in Flint to connect people that have been exposed to lead to programs to help them deal with their health issues. Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha will be here. She is the doctor at Hurley who actually first diagnosed her patients with lead exposure and began treating them. So she will be here to tell us what the registry will involve. Also, North Korea. Wait till you hear what Lindsey Graham said about North Korea and us going to war there. Dr. Herb London will be here to break it down. Let's begin, though, with John Kelly, the president's new chief of staff. What is this man going to be able to do for the Trump administration? And what's ahead politically after the failure of health care to pass in the Senate? Alan Sachs is right here with us. He is a political science professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. And, Alan, it is always great to have you here on WILS.
Thank you so much. It's always appreciated.
Yeah, and how's your summer going so far?
It's hot. I don't know what it's like in Michigan, but it is stifling here. When the sun isn't killing you, the humidity is.
Oh, really? Because we're up in the 80s, 80, what, 85 now and humid.
Oh, my gosh. We're about 90 today, which is lower than it's been in the past week or so. But the humidity is terrible. Some storms are coming in, though, I think tonight, which should cool off anything.
Yeah.
But it is a traditional Texas summer,
and
it's pretty rough.
Do you teach classes in the summer? Or?
Yes, and it is tough, and I have to walk close about four blocks to get to my office because we have so much construction going on the campus, and literally everybody wants to move to Texas, and boy, you can see it even in spite of the heat. Boy, they're down here.
Really? What's drawing all these people to Texas, you think?
Probably no state income tax, a very good economy, oil and gas, a lot of land, cheap housing prices compared to other parts of the country, compared to California. A lot of Californians coming in. Mm-hmm. Our housing prices are very competitive here and very high, but not anything compared to California. Mm.
Alan Sachs with us with the University of Texas at Arlington, where it's very hot right now. Alan, John Kelly, what is he going to do for President Trump, you think?
Well, the hope is, from the Trump standpoint and the standpoint of people that want President Trump to be successful, is that he'll bring much-needed discipline and orderliness to a very disorderly and chaotic White House. And so far he's done that by yesterday firing Mr. Scaramucci, who had been way over the top with his language.
Who do you blame for the disorderliness of the White House?
You have to blame President Trump. He's the prime person there, and you have to blame him. His personality just gets in the way. He has, I think, from a conservative perspective, good ideas. The economy is doing well, as people know, stock market booming, but he has to control his personality. We've known that from the start.
So I'm curious, though, Alan, let's say he had been doing that. Do you think that would have led to this health care deal passing the Senate?
I do. Oh. It's hard to look back over your shoulder, but I believe if he would have not been so critical of Senator John McCain, he would have had that vote.
You think it was a vendetta move on John McCain's part?
I think it was. I mean, he's not going to admit it, but it's a human thing. When Donald Trump, I think it happened before he became president, said that John McCain was not a war hero, I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, what have you said? You know, and he kept saying it, or he said it once but did not apologize for it, and people remember that. Mm. John McCain remembered that. He didn't say anything, much to his credit, but you can't help but believe it hurt him. And so it's those kind of things that I think really has hurt President Trump.
Okay.
Some people have put it behind them, like Ted Cruz, who was called Lion Ted by President Trump in the campaign.
And that was, of course, during the campaign.
Yeah, Lion Ted. And it seems like that Mr. Cruz, Senator Cruz of Texas, has pretty much put that behind him. But some people can't, and I understand that. And so I think if he had just calmed things down a little bit, he could have said the same thing. But as everybody knows, it's not just how you say, it's not what you say, but how you say it.
So, Alan, I'm curious, now with this failure, what's ahead for Republicans? Where would you focus your energy now?
I think they're in trouble, but I'd focus my energy on tax cuts and tax reform, but especially tax cuts. If President Trump and the Republican Congress can get through major tax cuts and tax reform and keep the economy buzzing as it is now, I think they'd be in pretty good shape. If they can't do that, on top of the failure of health care, they'll be in real trouble in the 2018 election.
Yeah, because President Trump says we need more Republicans. That's the problem. We don't have enough. Is he right?
Well, what he's talking about, I think, is they're not what he might call real Republicans. And so when you have two Republicans, along with Senator McCain, voting essentially against the health care bill, Senator Murkowski from Alaska and Senator Collins of Maine, along with Senator Trump, you wonder, along with Senator McCain,
right.
you wonder, you know, are they really Republicans? And I think that's a little bit what President Trump was talking about.
Yeah, and do you think they're not Republicans yourself?
They probably, I think that Senator Collins should have been a Democrat, and I think that Senator Murkowski should have been a Democrat. People will run as a Republican or a Democrat in some matter in a district or a state where they think it's going to help them. But their underlying philosophy is not necessarily with the political party that they claim. And I think that's true of Senator Collins and Senator Murkowski
now,
as well. And maybe Senator McCain, too.
You talk about tax reform. Is that going to be an easier push, you think?
No, I don't think it will be. I think it'll be very, very tough. But they may be able to bring over some Democrats, and that would be amazing because the Democrats are in lockstep. They stay together.
So you think it'll be the same three senators voting against tax reform, or what's the problem going to be?
The Republicans are all over the place, but a Democrat voting against tax reform, you're right, I think would look really bad in the election year.
Okay.
But they're going to yell about revenue and spending. But we need tax reform. We've needed it for years and years and years. Our tax code, as everybody knows, is very immense, thousands of pages. But it's not just tax reform. It's a tax cut that we need. I think tax reform is probably a little bit too much to ask for. Tax cut, perhaps.
Now, when you see the way the Democrats are operating, are they? Is it just pure politics for them at this point?
I think some of it is, but also they hold together. They have a philosophy that binds them together. There's something about the ideology of the Democratic Party that keeps them together. They do not depart. The Republicans are all over the place, and that's what brought them down on health care and brought them down on other things as well. They're all over the place. They are going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, to borrow from that famous phrase, and they really are. And what's doing it is they're all over the place. And also President Trump.
So,
a lot of them just do not like President Trump.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
Is that now set in stone, you think, their opinion of the president, or can he change it?
I think it's going to be difficult, but President Trump also needs to do some things. He has had some moments where if he had capitalized on it, he could have been in good shape by now, but he didn't do it. One of them was his State of the Union address. His State of the Union address some months ago was good. In fact, even some Democratic commentators said he became president tonight, and then he blew it. What he has to do is grab the moment, and I would think what he needs to do is go on nationwide television, maybe even apologize for some of the things that he's done in the past, some of his language, but he's not going to do that.
Just reset the tone completely.
Try to reset the tone.
He's
go to the public, and that may work. Otherwise, I think they're in trouble.
Yeah, he's known to never apologize, though.
And
you wonder with this media, though, even an apology. I mean, it doesn't seem like the media is going to change their stance on him no matter what he does.
The media doesn't like him, but he can go over the heads of the media without Twitter. Go on national television, talk to the public, very much like Ronald Reagan did.
Alan Sachs, a political science professor at the University of Texas at Arlington, where it is like 95 right now, but he is hopefully, you're in some AC right now, right?
I'm holding on.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Alan, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.